Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, I thought I would share the best self-help books I've read this year. That's the best self-help books I've read in 2019. And we've talked about self-help books before, and it's always a show and an episode that generates a lot of conversation, a lot of DMs, a lot of messages. So I thought we'd do it again. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know some of my favourites, and they haven't changed. Jen Sincero's badass books are utterly brilliant, and Gretchen Rubin's books are fantastic, and I also love a bit of Russell Brand. Who doesn't? So they're just a given. They're always in my top 10 self-help books, but they are constant, and it would be fairly boring if I just talked about how brilliant they are again. You know it. I'll put the links in the show notes, but you can go and find previous episodes. And also, Jen and Gretchen have been guests on this podcast twice. Each of them have both, they both came back. How amazing. So just before we get into the book recommendations, a little something about self-help as a category. I personally have an odd relationship with self-help, a difficult, sometimes troublesome, just because I see some absolute charlatans inhabiting this space. And because it's their only shtick, trying to keep other people there is how they make a living. So how will they make their money if their audience is constantly dwindling because their audience has overcome the thing that they felt they needed help with? You see? So here's the thing. Here's what I believe. A good self-help book or podcast or self-help anything should get you out of a state of mind and not keep you in it. So if your state of mind is negative, then a good self-help book, podcast, whatever it might be, should help you get out of that space, right? Not keep you in it and make you feel comfortable about being in that space. I've seen really good friends flit from one self-help shtick to the next, looking for validation for how they feel in each and every one. And they feel so comforted by someone else's expression of how they are feeling that they cling to that rather than seeing the tools that are being presented that can help them get out of that place where they no longer feel as though they need that help. So that's where I stand on self-help. Sometimes that's not true of all people in the self-help category or who are writing or doing self-help, but it's just something I've observed, and I feel like it's an important caveat to say, because it can sometimes feel easy to just say, oh yeah, read a self-help book, or this is a really good self-help book, but with the view of not going, oh yes, this is me, I shall identify as this and stay here, but this is me and this can help me get to where I want to be, which isn't in this headspace, that's my experience of using self-help anyway. This is why I'm not a huge fan of crystals and some alternative therapies. Fine as a placebo, I'm a big fan of a placebo. But don't delegate your successes, mental health, etc. onto an inanimate object or unseen entity. Things don't happen by magic, they happen by action. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I'm quite passionate about that, as you can tell. But with that in mind, these are the books I think are useful for anyone who feels they are in a real stale state, feel powerless over their own existence or helpless in their own life. If you're in that place where it all feels a bit too hard, but there's a part of you that really wants to get out of that place, these are great books. So the first one is Mastery, The Keys to Success and Long-Term Fulfillment by George Leonard. And I have talked about this book before, but if I'm looking at the most useful thing I've learned from it, it was not to be so hard on myself, because learning, developing skills and achieving success should be bloody hard work. There should be failures along the way, and you should plateau. because that's an essential part of the process. And as I'm recording this podcast, I actually think I need to read it again. It's a really short read, but it's genuinely one of the best things I've read in a long while because it just put into perspective how I was viewing progress. And also, because it's quite short and it's so well written, it's one of those books you read and think, oh God, I wish I'd written something like that. But there we go. The second book is Mind Over Clutter by Nicola Lewis. Now, you'll know Nix as This Girl Can Organize on social media. She's amazing. She's been on this podcast before. But this book isn't just about decluttering and organizing the space in which you live, which is what she's best known for. It's also about how decluttering and being organized can have a huge impact on your mind and mental health. It's proof that you can do something today to improve your state of mind, and that thing, as bonkers as it might sound, could be organizing your underwear drawer or rearranging your kitchen utensils. That action can lead to bigger action, which is why I think it's such a useful book to read. Yes, you get some excellent tips on how to organize your home, but you also, at the same time, are getting brilliant advice on how to organize your mind. It's really cleverly done. My third book, Lost Connections by Johan Hari. What on earth can I say about this book? Well, I saw him speak at the In Goop Health Summit in London in the summer, and he's one of the best speakers I've ever seen, hands down, without a shadow of a doubt. He's so engaging, and he read the room very, very well, maybe not his usual audience, but he read the room incredibly well, and he just delivered just the most brilliant example after example, and he formulates the way that he tells the stories so beautifully. So you almost... it's like a page turner. It's almost like, you know, when you read Dan Brown, the Da Vinci Code, because let's face it, we've all read it. And even if you didn't like it, you admit that when you get to the end of the chapter, the only thing you wanted to do was start the next chapter. That's how he writes, and it's how he tells stories. It's so engaging that you want to know what happens next. His book charts, so this book, Lost Connections, charts his research into depression, anxiety, and mental health, and how they can be affected by our biology and the environment we live in. It's so, so hopeful, much like his talk was. It was so uplifting. And the book, I personally found it utterly unputdownable. Also, once you hear a cow described and proven as an antidepressant, you will be hooked. Book number four is The Stress Solution by Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. Yes, Rangan is a friend of the show, and he's just so good at honing in on the simple tip or trick that will make the big difference. He's worked as a GP for many years and clearly empathizes massively with his patients. And it's that empathy that informs the advice he gives, as far as I see it. So you can sense, you can really sense that with every piece of advice he shares, he's anticipated and accommodated the no's and the haven't got times. So you can actually just get straight to doing the thing that will make you feel better. I think he has such a valuable voice in the health and wellness space right now. So his books, as well as his podcast, are well worth getting into your life. Trust me. And finally, it's book five. Book five is How to Fix Your Shit by Shah Wasmund. I hope I'm saying that correctly. If you need someone to lay it all out for you, and by it, I mean life, then this is your book. There's no flannel, no nonsense, just practical life experience condensed into a practical guide for how to get over yourself so you can move forward. Chapter three includes the sections excuses, self-pity, self-sabotage, and taking responsibility. Chapter three is 100% a massive kick up the arse. And sometimes the truth hurts, but sometimes you need the truth. Those are my five. Those are my five books of the year, my best self-help books of the year that I would encourage all of you to pick up and have a look at. I think they are absolutely brilliant, whether you're feeling crappy or whether you just want to bank them for when you maybe do in the future, because let's face it, there are ups and downs. But enough about me. What are your five favourite self-help books? What have you read this year that you really think other listeners to The Emma Gunn Show need to know about? Because if you would share them, I'd be so delighted. And you can do that in the Facebook forum. So all you have to do is go to the show notes where all of these books will be listed, click the link to join the forum, answer the questions, agree to the forum rules, and you will be welcomed not just by me, but by thousands of other listeners to this very podcast. We'd love to see you in there. We really, really would. I'd love to see you in there. If you'd rather speak to me directly, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter. I know lots of you love doing that, and I very much enjoy it too, where I am at Emma Guns. Those are my five favourite self-help books, ones I would recommend to anybody. I'm revisiting Mastery as soon as I hit stop on this recording. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.